Well, now back in the old days, everybody nearly made a whiskey. They used it for medicine, you know. Mm-hmm. There was nobody hardly back. My grandpa said in them old days, they'd get drunk. Mm-hmm. They just made it for their own use, mm-hmm. and drunk it. Thought it was a happening one. I guess it did. Yeah. They had even doctor the horses with it when they took the colic and used it for snake bites or anything. Whiskey, just good for anything. They were back in them old days, they used it for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Your bowels went to running off. It'd take that whiskey and scorch it somewhere or another over the stove. Maybe that'll stop your bowels from running off. He took a bad cold or the flu or something, didn't have a flu then, and just had bad colds and the grip, the cough.
They'd
drink whiskey for that and then claim it doesn't cold. I guess it did. I used to take a lot of it. I'd cough myself, take a cold, I'd cough a lot. I'd go out here and jail would give me some of them. I hardly ever had to buy any. I had a politician out there that I'd always stood behind. He'd give me a long quart every once in a while, a bottle of whiskey, and I'd take it and get a box of rock candy and put in that, you know, and that's the best cough medicine I ever took.
Is that right?
Yeah, I had to do more for you. I'd get medicine once over here. It's building this road, and I reckon the dust done it, you know. I cough myself today. And I went to different doctors. Found at last, the doctor had been going to, he said, you're allergic to something. I said, what could it be? He said, it could be different things. He said, could it be mentioned dust? I said, that's what it is. I said, that air's coming right out of the west. And I said, you could write your name with your finger on them chairs and on the wall out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed that way and coughed. I'd have to sit up the night. So, mm-hmm. I mean, just get in the bed and sit up to sleep. How quick I'd lay down and go to coughing. And when it went raining and stopped that dust, I got all right. Never have been bothered with it anymore. But I first stuck a cold, you know.
How much rock candy did you put in that for?
Oh, there's just a few ounces, a little box that so long, you know.
And that stopped the coughing, though?
Oh, it didn't do me more good than doctor medicine. I got syrups and different kinds, and even go to the store and get their syrups. And it just didn't have a bit of effect, but that rock candy had helped me.
Did you ever make that preparation with the whiskey for horses?
Huh?
Did you ever see him do that for horses?
What?
Use whiskey for horses?
I've heard him tell about pouring whiskey in the horse and then colic, you know. Horses take colic on eating too much or too much clover or something.
Put it in
the
feed?
No, pour it in them out of the bottle. But now, a horse is a mean thing to drench. It's easy to drench a cow. But horses, I've drenched them, but it's a hard thing to do. You've got to get up on the fence or up in a wagon bed or a car or something another where you can get up and get that horse you're strangling to death, you know. Got to get his head away up yonder, you know, and get somebody to hold it there and pour it in him out of a long quart bottle. Then it's dangerous, because he's liable to bite that bottleneck off and swallow that glass.
Yeah.
But that's all you could use was a long-necked quart bottle.
Sure.
I got to take him out. I got me some long quart bottles and learned and cut a piece of a bicycle tube off and put
on.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Then wasn't so much danger. But I've used that just to not bother the cows, you know, and something get the matter with them. Have to pour something out.
You pour a whole quart down in them?
Yeah.
And that's called drenching.
Well, I don't know how much whiskey, and I don't remember. Yeah. Now, I never did pour a whiskey in them. I've heard tell about pouring whiskey.
But forcing fluids into an animal like that, whatever it is called drenching.
Yeah,
I never heard that.
That's
something. You taught me something else there.
There's things you can't drench. I got some hogs one time that got poison on cuckoos down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what was the matter with them. Some of them died. I got the vet. But this fella's working here for me, you know, and lived here for 20 years or more with me. He's an awful doctor, Dr. Hogs. I forget what it was now. We poured animal like that, and he poured that stuff in. It died.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the vet and he came here on Sunday evening. He got to hunting to see what it was and I found what it was. It's cuckoos coming up, you know, just in the double. And he said, don't never drench a hog. He said, nor a dog. He said, if you drench a hog or a dog, he said, you'll strangle them to death every time. So don't never do that.